Welcome everyone. Anything from last evening? That means I have liberty to go in the book. So last evening Sage was saying that Vidu, people who know, they say that both of them, like the karma and knowledge followed, they are like two wings for liberation, for realizing a state within us which is not engaged state. And asmin arthe pura vrit itihas badamite कारुण्य आख्या पुरा कश्चित ब्राह्मणो अधीत वेद का. एंड नाउ ही सेइंग टू क्लेरिफाई इट मोर आई विल लाइक टू टेल ए स्टोरी. एंड स्टोरी ही सेइंग लाइक कारुण्य आख्या. The story is like a story came because of, you know, like the heart was feeling so, and why heart feels, you know, heart feels, maybe this is appropriate for somebody, you know, it's not like generally we write, but writing is to show that I know, you know, to impose on. And here Sage is saying that the story has come not to be imposed on, but out of the love, it might be helpful. So he's saying like Karuni Akhya, you know, this is the story of love, you know, because of love that has come and not because somebody want to impose some ideas on somebody. And He's saying like kaschit brahmano adhit vedaka, like some like somebody who has known all Vedas, but as information, you know, not as essence. Vedaka means some knower of Vedas, but without getting to essence of that, you know, like as information. So story is of that person. And then his story is that Agni Vaishyasya Putro Abhut Ved Vedang Parga Gurur Dhit Vidya San Jagam Grahaprati. So big Agni Vaishyasya, like a from the dress belonging to family of fire, you know, not from, you know, like a dress means like only outer realm is the same as the family of fire, but there was nothing inside from that family. And he's saying, this son of that family, he went to learn Vedas, and really remembered all of them, remembered meaning of all of them. And like learning all this memorized knowledge came back to his family. And of course, because family is like this family of fire, means people who really want to realize, not want to adapt. So as soon as this person came back home, it's like this person came back after, you know, adapting all the knowledge of Vedas. And here, like now, it's nitya कर्म कृत तूष्णीम संशयानो ग्रहे तदा अग्निवेशो विलोको अयम पुत्रम कर्म विवर्जितम. सो इन द फैमिली फादर लाइक डूइंग हिज एक्टिविटीज he was being quiet, and as soon as he saw his son coming back, but like a sansayano, like sansayano means as long as knowledge is not kind of like experienced, is not chewed, you know, it will be like there will be doubt on top of knowledge, like you will be doubting knowledge. So because this son was doubting knowledge, so he has this doubt, like he knew, but in the memory, nothing more than in the memory. So that's why he was having doubts about it, and so as soon as he enters home, his father sees him and then could understand that, you know, my son like has only adapted knowledge, not really realized any of it. प्राह एतत् वचो नित्यं गुरुः पुत्रं हिताय च किम् एतत् पुत्रकुरुषे पालनं न स्वकर्मणः. सो स्पोक टू हिज सन बट ओनली फॉर हिज बेनिफिट, यू नो, सो दैट ही कैन रियली लिव a different life than what he will live without realizing. So because of that, he spoke to his son and said said to his son that, my son, do you understand that like you really don't know, you know, you have not realized, you have known everything in your memory. Like he just said, so that, like, not because of himself, but so that his son can see something and do something. अकर्म निरतः सिद्धिं कथ प्राप्यस्य तत् वद, कर्मणो अस्मान् निवृत्तः किं कारणं तन् वेद्यताम्. सो ही इज आस्किंग क्वेश्चन टू हिज सन दैट if you are not acting and understanding from the activity, how can you realize? Like his question is that only from adapted knowledge, how can you realize the truth? And because also you have left activity, you are not doing anything to understand. So how it will be possible for you to realize? Because karmano asman nivritti, like only after realization one can let go of activities. And like, how come that you have let them go, you have, you know, you stopped activity? How come you are thinking that you know? So this is like question he is asking his son. यावत् जीवं अग्निं होत्रं नित्यं संध्या उपासयेत् प्रवृत्तिरूपो धर्मो अयं श्रुत्वा स्मृत्या च चोदिता. सो इज़ आस्किंग हिज सन दैट एज लॉन्ग एज वन इज नॉट रियलाइज्ड इज always good to to act upon and know, like from the experiences. So as long as that state has not come, you know, you should really try that. You should really engage yourself into activities and try to understand from the experiences. And this is how it has been, like he's saying, it has been suggested by people who know. न धनेन भवेन मोक्षा कर्मणा प्रजया न वा त्याग मात्रेण किंतु एके यततोस नन्ति चामृतम्. Now saying like having wealth will not enable you to realize that place, or having children, or having anything other than the experiential knowledge will not enable you to realize. So, like he's saying that for realizing the nectar of life, you should continue, you know, practices, activity, and knowledge from the practices, from the experiences. Iti sutva उर्ध्वोर मध्ये किं कर्तव्यं मया गुरु इति संदिग्धतां गत्वा तूष्णीं भूतोऽस्मि कर्मणा. एंड नाउ द सन इज सेइंग एक्चुअली लाइक अ listening the words of his father, he really somehow doubt came to him. Already he has doubt, but somehow doubt was provoked, and then like being in a doubtful state, like kept quiet and like feeling the doubt fully in. Like before, probably doubt was there, but every time kind of suppressed are left behind, you know. Every time doubt will come, and he will say that, you know, also this memorized knowledge will come, and he will say, I know, you know, doubt is not relevant. But probably first time, you know, he could recognize that doubt is relevant. इति उक्त्वा तात विप्रो अशो कारुण्यो मौन मागता तथा विप्र सुतम दृष्ट पुनः प्राह गुरु सुतम. एंड स्पीकिंग like that, out of love, like father became silent, you know, very, like silence came to him out of love, and like from the silence, feeling the situation, again started speaking. Yeah, doubt is relevant means like many times, like, you know, doubt comes to us, and then like we also invite what is against doubt. Like, you know, doubt comes, and then we invite, like, in this case, adapted knowledge, you know, like suddenly, like, because his father could see that my son has doubt. So that means doubt was there. But he was like, every time when doubt was coming, he was inviting this adapted knowledge to, you know, to really feel, you know, I know, because I memorized all knowledge, I know meaning of all scriptures. Yeah, pushing away. And when doubt is relevant, means like you really, you have to find a way, you know, to deal with the doubt. Like prior to this, like you will bring something else, you know. Like say, you know, like there is thirst and you are bringing something like, something other than water in place of thirst. And when doubt is relevant, you know, you really will look for water, not something else. So doubt relevant means like when you really look for the kind of like treatment, you know, not substitute. श्रुणु पुत्र कथाम एकाम तदर्थ हृदये अखिलम मत्तो वधार पुत्र त्वं यथेच्छसि तथा कुरु. सो आफ्टर गेटिंग क्वाइट, यू नो, फादर कम्स, starts speaking again and saying, listen, my son, like I'm speaking so that like hridaye akhilam, so that my speech can communicate to your heart, and when this communication happens to your heart, he's saying like matto avadhar putra, then like as soon as this communication has happened, then like you listen to your heart and do as your heart wish. So father is saying like, you know, like I will speak to you, I will try to speak to your heart and communicate to your heart, and after this communication has happened, after, you know, I am able to speak to your heart, it's not up to me anymore. It will be up to your heart to do whatever you want. You know? Like I will not ask you to do what I say, but I will try to communicate to your heart so that you can listen to your heart and do according to that. So anything so far?
So it seems to me that you need a little bit of theory.
You
need a little bit of theory.
Yeah.
To do some practice to gain some experience.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you don't really need more than you need at the time.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, somehow the whole path is like, somewhere we have to kind of like start. So to be started, you know, we need something. And then once we are started, then these experiences will, you know, like experiences and being there will lead us, will somehow, you know, bring our way. What is my way will come. So this is why, like, you know, like if we follow totally someone's way, 100%, then it doesn't work. Right. So, you know, there has to, and if we just let go of, you know, following, also it doesn't work, you know. So there has to be like kind of use of, you know, this situation, that something, you know, so that you can be started. And once you are started, once your heart starts, then, you know, I think, you know, heart has everything, you know. It will reveal and reveal and reveal.
Is there any relevance to such great paths as Vedanta or Kabbalah or Sufism, you know, of these things?
Yeah, you know, probably, like, you know, from there also, We can be started, you know, from those paths, and I think you know, all of them really are very, you know, great. Mm-hmm. But if we understand, you know,
yeah,
like, you know, not try to understand them, like generally, like what is happening these days, like we try to understand religion through the mind, and then, you know, mind is like a track. Like if we really watch the mind, what is mind? Like it's a, like a track, you know, you make first, and then also same things come back again. Like, you know, if somebody speaks like something which you don't know, so there will be no recognition of that. You know. There is no way that mind can recognize that. So, like, if we also try to explain, you know, religion through the mind, so it will be same way. Like one time, like I will speak about it, and then next time I will recognize, but through my rails, you know, through my kind of like conditioned way. And religion is not like a conditioned thing, you know. It's like really alive thing. And any alive thing cannot be conditioned. So probably this is the kind of like difficulty. So to start with, because when we have to start, certainly mind will play a good role in that. So something to adapt, but then let go of, you know, so that it can go beyond the mind. We can start, like what we say, heart, you know. So like start from the mind, and then so that it goes to heart, and then somehow slowly heart takes over. And like what I think what comes on the way is because the way of heart is not recognizable, you know, like in the beginning it's very difficult to recognize this, you know, because the, you know, the the traces are not same as in the mind. So because of the habit of mind, you know, we really don't put that much attention to recognize. And somehow that comes on the way, like we, you know, things keep on happening, but somehow we feel, you know, nothing is going on, nothing is going on. So there is like a role of patience in the practices, because someday, you know, these heart recognitions, you know, somehow they start happening, or we start recognizing through the heart, and then we feel happy. But there will be like a in between a time which will not be happy time, you know, because it will feel like nothing is happening, you know, I'm kind of banging against the wall. But from that, you know, one day, like this, somehow this happy recognition will come, and